Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. And we have Professor Stephen Jones joining us. I'm very honored to have this scholarly, gentlemanly, extremely intelligent, trailblazing, award-winning scientist with us. I just want to recap that we have DefendRosie.com. The petition got up close to 2,000 after just a few hours. It went up last night with no promotion, then it went crazy, and then the little message board system crashed. But they're getting it back up. And so you can just keep spreading that URL everywhere. You can also send us an email to defendrosie@infowars.com and with your statement and then your name, and then we will add you to the petition, and we will have all those posted to the site on a daily basis in a separate area, defendrosie@infowars.com. Again, for stations just joining us, why is this important? Because Fox News, CNN, ABC, they're all saying, all these different show hosts are saying, we need to destroy her so that no one else talks like this. They're openly saying, fire her to set the precedent. When a lot of other big, high-powered people in government, out of government, media, are about to go public. This is a new blacklist. Now, they railroaded Professor Jones, but he got out of it pretty good. Amazing trumped-up stuff, incredible lies. They had to back off of that. They have gone after and fired so many people. Mr. Barnett, the fella at Underwriting Laboratories, so many people who went public and said this is impossible have been fired. A lot of people have paid a great price. We need to pray for them. But I tell you, they're building up treasures in heaven. And they're making this world we live on today a lot better place. And they're trailblazers. They're heroes. And, again, just an incredible bio of Professor Stephen Jones. And we're about to break here in just a moment. But, Professor Jones, thank you for coming on with us.
Hi, Alex. I'm glad to be on again. Good to talk to you. See, that was at Underwriter Labs. That's my friend Kevin Ryan.
Kevin Ryan, my memory is I'm so flustered
that's okay.
Today.
Yeah,
Kevin
Ryan. There's lots of good people coming out, aren't there? And so it gets to be hard to keep track of all of them, you know,
Great. We interviewed him about a year ago, and he was there and saw the report and told to shut up. They did internal testing. Kevin Barrett.
Kevin Ryan.
Kevin Ryan. My.
See, there's another. That's right. Lots of us coming out of the woodwork. So this
I know
great.
It's Kevin Ryan. I've got his face there in front of me.
Good for you.
I've just got to think Nolan Ryan. No, I mean, I'm so flustered with this whole Rosie O'Donnell thing.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that something?
First off, tell us in the minute we've got before we go to break about yourself, who you are.
Well, Stephen Jones, retired now, professor of physics, and done work, of course, at Cornell University and gosh, labs in Canada, Japan, Russia. Well, in Russia, it wasn't so much work at the lab as visits there at the lab to talk to them about the work. But England, did some work in England on fusion energy. So I've run a few laps around the track, Alex. And,
well, I mean, I didn't know until recently, and I knew a lot about you, Professor Jones, that you're seen as one of the top people in your field.
In fusion, yeah. Metal catalyzed fusion and muon catalyzed fusion, that is correct. Actually, I have.
And then it's amazing. There are people who don't even have true scientific degrees who have more philosophical stuff that shoot their mouth off and call themselves the greatest scientist ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, right. I don't know if we want to name those, but there are some with some very... You know, I don't mind speculative theories as long as they're backed up with civility, for one thing, and with evidence, solid evidence. So those two factors are... Of course, standard for science. So.
Well, it's just too bad. We're going to go to break and come back with Professor Stephen Jones, and we're going to lay out what really happened with those buildings, where 9/11 truth is today, and take your call. Stay with us.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Kevin Ryan of Underwriting Laboratories went public a few years ago about internal studies that Underwriting Laboratories had underwrote the World Trade Center complex and Building 7. Internal reports that showed that fire really couldn't have brought down those buildings the way they fell. He got fired. Professor Stephen Jones, award-winning, seen as one of the leaders in the field of different types of fusion. I mean, you talk about right up there at the marquee level. Many published papers in the most prestigious journals. He's been public now for a few years on the fact that Building 7 and Tower 1 and 2 are clearly inside jobs, and has pioneered amazing research, and he's been attacked by a lot of the disinfo operatives and their fellow travelers and useful idiots and court jesters. But the point is, now Rosie O'Donnell is under massive, sustained attack. And they're openly saying on Fox, MSNBC, CNN that she needs to be ruined publicly for questioning the government, that that's un-American, that she hates the troops, she hates America. In truth, we know from behind-the-scenes sources that Rosie is completely freaked out, that Rosie is very upset, that she's done massive research, the postings. Now there's like 10 of them she's done on her blog about 9/11, about Building 7, with links to sites that Professor Jones is involved with, and sites that we're involved with, and she's quoted Terror Storm on her blog, word for word, on false flag. We know she's done her research. I know some things that I'm not at liberty to talk about until she's ready to go public, but so much has happened. And they're trying to fire her, they're trying to get her removed, and then this will cause a chilling effect to shut down literally hundreds and hundreds of other prominent scientists, high-level brass in the military. They had 2 weeks ago a huge secret Hollywood meeting with some top Hollywood people, country singers, TV people. I mean, a lot of them at the very highest level about how they should go public. So the battle is joined, and this is one of the top news. This is bigger than Anna Nicole Smith diversion right now. This is real news. So we started defendrosie.com with the petition there. That's gotten so many it crashed today. We're re-uploading it, so you can also send your name to be added to the petition to defendrosie@infowars.com, and we'll get it posted up there. But somebody who knows about persecution is Professor Stephen Jones, and I know he's a winner, so he doesn't like to get into all the things he went with and how he was, and they didn't claim any academic dishonesty or anything he'd done or any problems. They just said, hey, we'd like to pay you to leave, and he did that. And since I brought that up, you've been persecuted, but it hasn't worked, and that's a lesson here. You're a hero to this country. Can you just briefly tell us about Professor Stephen E. Jones, your history, recapping for stations that just joined us, and then what happened to you, and then now you've been contacted by Rosie's people. And, of course, you're such a gentleman, they wanted you on the show, and so you gave them the names of other physicists that have now gone public. Hopefully they'll have you and some of the other physicists on. Professor, just first off, tell us about yourself and what you've been through, your trials, your tribulations, kind of the Job chronicle that you went through.
Well, I appreciate that, Alex. Yeah, it's been... been an interesting life, you know. I just turned 58, so I look back over the years, and my career really got started with muon catalyzed fusion as regards research. And right off the bat, we had a result, an experimental result, that defied the theory of muon catalyzed fusion. So then our experimental results were suspect, and I remember being roundly criticized by a professor at UC Berkeley, actually. I won't name him, but anyway, it turns out we were right. But it took other work and experimenters coming forward and saying, look, these muon catalyzed fusion results are correct. And so, you know, I've been...
And I mean, now even mainline encyclopedias cite you as the pioneer of that. Now, let's be clear. Right after you broke that, the disinfo came out with more blown-up results by others that couldn't be duplicated. You showed very small energy increases, but the point is you proved it's real. It's now confirmed that it's real. The problem is just capturing it.
And small, right. Now, that gets us over into metal-catalyzed fusion, which both of these areas are called cold fusion. That's why there's a confusion there. Confusion. But yeah, in the metal catalyzed fusion, again, we had controversial results as far as the scientific community, but our results have been verified. And the problem, as you mentioned, is that it's just small. The effect is a small one, but it's very real. And we are working on some experiments to beef up, to increase the yield. I'm very interested in, of course, energy in general, getting us off the oil as much as we possibly can for various reasons. But fusion is very promising in that regard. It's just also very difficult to control fusion in terms of energy.
You've also pioneered some other areas of science.
Well, the metal-catalyzed fusion and the muon-catalyzed fusion, I was a principal investigator for the Department of Energy, actually, because I wrote the proposal and people join me. By the way, there's some stories. There's always stories. And there was a group that tried to take away from me. That is, they wanted to be the leader. And this was actually a fellow at Los Alamos National Lab, who's now become a friend. But at the time, he was trying to take he said, you know, we would like to lead this project. And I talked to I was at the Idaho National Engineering Lab at the time, and they said, no, you wrote the proposal. You don't have to let them take the lead on it. You have that right as having originated the research. So it worked out in the end. I did retain the leadership. But,
I mean, despite your pioneering energy developments, I think you're pioneering on exposing 9/11.
Quite an experience there. That is just amazing, the amount of flack I've had. I mean, I had some flack on muon and then metal catalyzed fusion, but nothing like the flack I've had on 9/11 research. But, you know, again, it's the same thing. I have these observations. I'm not just going to deny them. Just because somebody thinks they're unpopular, I'm not a U.S. hater. I love the United States. That's offensive to me when people say you must be a U.S. hater to talk about these things.
Well, in fact, it's the very people destroying the Bill of Rights and Constitution that is the heart and soul of this republic. They're the ones that carried out 9/11.
Well, that's the problem. Yeah, that's surely the indication that I get from these data. And, you know, my area, Alex, is looking primarily at the hard physical evidence. And I would like to talk about some of that, which I will be talking also at the meeting there in Austin.
That's right. I can't wait for you to get to meet my wife, hopefully sometimes on Saturday and Sunday while you're here. I can take you out to dinner. There's going to be a big event that we haven't even talked about yet, folks, next weekend, not this weekend, but next weekend in Austin. But before we run out of time, because I'm sitting you down rabbit trails, Professor, let's go back now. And you gave me some interesting news. I know a few weeks ago we had tried to give your info to Rosie's people. I'm not saying that's what triggered this, but you did get contacted.
Yeah.
Tell us about this exciting development.
Well, sure. So a person from Rosie's team contacted me by email, and of course I had heard just that very morning that Rosie had gone public. Was it on a blog or something? But anyway, she had talked about her concerns about 9/11 and voiced this interest in having a physicist on her show. Well, there are a few of us now, physicists, that have come out and studied and written and talked about 9/11 as an inside job, based on evidence. And so I wrote back to them and said I would be glad to appear, and I named two other physicists who I trust now who could also appear.
And tell folks the names of those individuals.
You bet. The other physicists, and both of these have written in the Journal of 911studies.com, so I'll put a plug in for that journal because it represents solid research. And these are Professor David Griscom, G-R-I-S-C-O-M. He's a fellow of the American Physical Society. I was so pleased to see him.
We're not going to find the Marvin Martian proponents over there.
No, you won't. David Griscom.
Oh, dear.
And the other one, the other one is Greg Jenkins, Ph.D., a young Ph.D., lives out in the Washington, D.C. area, part of the D.C. 9/11 Truth Group out there. Very, very good scientist as well.
So they contacted you, and she's been back from vacation in a week and a half, and they're saying that they want to get you on the show?
That's what they said. Now, of course, they said something like, we need to get permission from the, broadcaster, ABC or something like that. So it's still tentative.
Well, exactly, and that's where I can bring in some new information, but I almost talked about this yesterday, but I got to be careful. I can't let out too much.
Yeah, sure.
But I'm going to think about it and try to form my words. When we get back from break, I'm going to add a little bit more to this, just a little bit more. And I'm just going to leave it at that because I don't want to endanger some of the other big things that could be happening.
Right.
I tell you, this is a... If somebody would have told me 10, 15 years ago I'd be doing this now, I'd tell them they were nuts. Do you ever feel the same way?
I mean, I'm just amazed, too. But to me, it's the data. Oh, man, we got some data this week, Alex, that just blew me away, and the student I was working with was sitting there, wow. I'll talk to you about that. I don't mind talking to them about that.
Well, I guarantee you that they don't want to have an award-winning physicist like yourself or other physicists up there. Tell us a little bit about these other two physicists.
Well, let's see. Greg Jenkins is a young Ph.D., University of Maryland, as I recall, at College Park out there. And he's written a paper. Actually, he took on this, Star Wars beams idea, and he went through and did calculations and showed that that idea just won't work in terms of energy balance. In other words, it takes too much energy and power to run.
Well, also you would visually see the event. Stay there. We'll be right back.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. It's April 3rd, 2007. Gold is at $662.80, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $686.25, $345.68 for half ounce, and $172.84 for quarter ounce coins. That's $686.25, $345.68, and $172.84. We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the Long-Term Fiscal Outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Thus says Yahweh, if you will not keep my commandments by violating my covenant, I will bring upon you sudden terror. Just as prophesied, the judgments upon America have begun. Yes, the terror attacks of 9/11 opened Revelation's first seal. In the name of peace and safety, the Rider King has mounted his white horse, waging wars and rumors of war, conquering the Middle East for treasures of oil. Get Two Witness Ministries' next shocking revelation, The Rider of the White Horse, George W. Bush in Prophecy. Visit the website, twowitnessministries.com. King George II beats the war drums for his next invasion, Iran and Syria. More nations are to follow, including the draft of your children. With a $25 love offering to Two Witness Ministries, get the book, The Rider of the White Horse, at Box 2453, Abilene, Texas, 79604. Unless she repents, America will not survive the Red Horse of World War III.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns.
You know, I hate to give attention to this, but it has to be addressed occasionally. We're only going to spend a minute or two more on it. Then we're going to get into the new hard data that's come out. Just as a novice, kind of a hobby, since I was a kid, I looked into Star Wars program, SDI lasers. My dad worked on it in college. I've interviewed Bowman, who headed up the program, and many others. And a laser that could even, say, shoot through 10 feet of steel, that would be so bright it would blind you. It'd be like the sun suddenly, a huge bright flash. Something that would destroy those steel buildings. Well, the calculations have been done. And you're talking about the solar-type eruption power. Again, no planes at the towers. I have friends and family that saw the first plane. This is the type of disinfo that the government and their minions are putting out to discredit real hard research. And we expect them to do this. You know, it's come out now in the Kennedy assassination that they had all those CIA and FBI people inside Garrison's deal feeding him with disinfo. This is going to happen. Professor Jones is the real McCoy, and that's why he's being attacked. Finish up with the Marvin the Martian space beam, and then let's get into the new real data.
Okay. Thanks, Alex. Yeah, so if you look at the Journal of 9/11 Studies, I always encourage people as they get into these questions to go to the journal, because there we have peer-reviewed papers. And Greg Jenkins, in the February issue, has a paper entitled The Overwhelming Implausibility of Using Directed Energy Beams to Demolish the World Trade Center. And he goes through the fundamental reasons using physics arguments to demolish this theory that, you know, Star Wars beams would be used. And he did a good job. It's thorough, and it could be answered if anybody wanted to, but boy, they'd have to come up with some very good explanations. For instance, he points out that the power required to knock down a tower would be at least five times the total power output of the entire Earth. And you just can't, there's just absolutely no way. You know, with a power requirement like that, you can't drive any type of weapon. And plus, from space, you've got the atmosphere to go through, you've got diffraction problems, clouds, all sorts of things that would tend to interrupt the beam. Plus, it would be at the tippy top that it would start. Now, I think we've all seen the towers. They do not start disintegrating at the tippy top. It's down several floors, 15 floors for the North Tower, and about 30 floors down for the South Tower. So, you know,
well, there wouldn't be a disintegration. The whole thing, if there was enough power, if they had a Death Star out there with Darth Vader piloting it, I mean, it would simply melt and then ooze down.
And that's another point. Yeah, there's so many, as you look at these, the physics of it, again, and of course that's what we did with the official conspiracy theory too, Alex, is we looked at their arguments and, you know, we can quite easily say, no, the buildings will not collapse like that, because you have to conserve energy, you have to conserve momentum, and frankly, you've got a lot of, well, hundreds of thousands of tons of steel and concrete in the way. You can't get them to just fall at free fall speed without getting that material out of the way. So, you know, these are fundamental physics arguments. And we apply the laws of physics to various hypotheses. And if something comes along, you know, Star Wars hypothesis, we'll apply the laws of physics as Greg Jenkins did in detail in his paper, photographs and so on. He did a very thorough job, I'd say. And we do the same thing with the official conspiracy theory. We demolish these theories because they don't stand up to the laws of physics. It's really quite straightforward. Dr. Griscom did a paper like that, too. He wrote Manuel Garcia in Counterpunch. You may have heard about that. Wrote a pro-official story paper in Counterpunch. And David Griscom just got tired of it. And he said, look, this paper's full of holes. And so he went through, and that, of course, was in response to another physicist. So this is good. David Griscom then has joined our side, our way of approaching and looking, applying science to the study of the destruction of the World Trade Center. So
9/11 is, and we get back, I want to talk about some of the new data that you've discovered, but 9/11 is just getting bigger and bigger.
It is
becoming a central issue because we've continued to push it, and because the enemies continue to use it as the pretext for wars and domestic police states. Where do you see it going?
Well, you know, I see this taking off as more and more people join us, Alex, yourself, and people out there handing out DVDs and literature. They're doing a lot, too. This is spreading, I think it's spreading like wildfire at the grassroots level.
I agree. Professor Stephen Jones, Dr. Jones, stay with us. We're going to come back, get into some of the new data you've gotten on the controlled demolition, and then we'll take calls at 1-800-259-9231.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
are you feeling today? Why ask? Because if you have health challenges, then reading our free e-booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. The powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have this 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also offer your website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it's fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-658-0597. Again, that's 800-658-0597.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8888.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom.
All right, we did get the petition back up and working. There's thousands and thousands and thousands of people that have signed. This went up late last night, and we started the website, defendrosie.com. It's going absolutely gangbusters. Keep pushing it. Get it out to everybody. Get that URL out to everybody. Get the article Paul Watson wrote out to everybody. This is a call to action. You're doing a fabulous job. Let's redouble our efforts. At the same time, O'Reilly has been plugging this ABC News poll, we learned, against Rosie, and he was winning it. But now people learned of it, and it's neck and neck. It was like 7,000-something votes for Rosie, 7,000-something for O'Reilly. And the neocon websites are all linked to it, saying vote her down, that you know that she, you know, that she's bad, and that Bill O'Reilly's good. We need to defeat it. Bill has 7,266. She has 7,095. 2,125 said they find her annoying. Get up there and vote now. How do you find the link? PrisonPlanet.com. And again, we never talked about Anna Nicole Smith. We never talk about O.J. Simpson. We never talked about Michael Jackson. We don't talk about Hollywood stars and these people. We're talking about this because she's got courage. She's gone public. We know behind the scenes, and I'll go ahead and talk about this and then go back to Professor Stephen Jones and your calls. We know behind the scenes she's very upset. She's done her research. And she has, I'm just going to say this, been meeting with 9/11 victims. and she's been reaching out to experts, and she's known about this for a while. And she's been doing her homework just like Charlie Sheen did, and she just can't keep her mouth shut. If you've got any soul, and please don't judge her for some of the things in her personal life. None of us are perfect. She's silly and she's been ignorant in the past, but she's got guts, and guts is enough. And I mean, how many of you have done things that aren't too good? How many of you have been wrong about politics and issues? She knows about the New World Order now. She knows about globalism. She's gotten the big picture, okay? I actually have talked to three different people that know her, that have met with her. She's been given my material. She knew about my material. Last week, she quoted Terror Storm, folks. You know, the part where I talk about false flags? She quotes the script, the voiceover of Terror Storm for a full paragraph. I'm not going to say too much about it. It's just that I know some other really riveting and important stuff, but this is such an important fight. They're trying to set this chilling effect. Professor Jones, can you speak in defense of Rosie or add your point? As you've gone through being blackballed, being attacked, being demonized, how important it is to stand up for whistleblowers or for people that have the type of courage that Rosie's had?
It's very important, Alex. And, you know, I voted on those polls myself and to support Rosie, of course, and I'd be glad to be on her show whatever I can do to help bring out these truths. I had a professor yesterday, actually, here tell me that my being, well, put on leave had a chilling effect. That was his word, too, a chilling effect on some of the people around here who've been interested in this same subject. So, yeah, it does seem to be definitely a concerted effort when somebody stands out and speaks out, they're knocking them down.
Well, at least they haven't.
Charlie Sheen, too. So,
exactly.
You know.
I mean, at least they haven't locked you up like they did Galileo for 7 years. Sorry.
Right.
Go back to Charlie Sheen.
That's
sorry.
Right. No, you're right there. I'm really glad that I'm able to keep researching and publishing, and it's what I like to do, of course, is to study things, to get to the bottom of matters using hard physical evidence wherever possible.
Well, you know, now they're talking about outlawing, saying global warming isn't real, because the majority of the real climatologists and ice core specialists and folks that study the Arctic are saying that this isn't true, that carbon dioxide, and that this conclusive, comes after the warming, and that plants breathe more of it, and it creates more oxygen, more plankton, more fish, and that actually we are in an oxygen-poor environment compared to what we've been previously, and that carbon dioxide is not a pollutant.
Yeah, that's another issue. It's you know, it's time for scientists to realize that when they speak out, it's going to make a difference. But we've got to stand up and speak out, even if we get some opposition. You have to expect that. I mean, my greatest hero, Alex, is Jesus. You know, he had a lot of opposition. And this quick story comes to mind, if I could. A friend of mine was talking about Jesus saying, "Woe unto you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites." And someone in class raised their hand and said, "Wait a minute, that's not Christian. That's not Christian to attack, you know, these are the nation's leaders. How could anybody do that?" And the teacher paused and he said, "Well, this is Jesus Christ himself. He defines what is Christian." You know, so I feel that
amazing.
Way. Yeah. So, you know, we do need to speak out. And it's time for scientists and we're realizing that. You know, there's been some stifling. And
well,
I'm so glad to see people speaking out, like Rosie and like Professor Griscom and Jenkins and others now, Kevin Ryan and so on, speaking out on 9/11. You know, there's hundreds now.
Well, look at how they put Charlie Sheen through the ringer. They've called for Mark Cuban funding Loose Change Final Cut to be sent to prison. In fact, on MSNBC, on Scarborough Country, they said they wanted Rosie to be murdered.
Yeah, wasn't that something, that guy? Man, alive. I don't know why they didn't get him prosecuted. You know, he has to have some accountability for.
I bet money, if you or I went on national TV and said somebody needs to be killed, we'd get a visit from the cops.
Oh yeah, we'd be right away put in the lockup. Absolutely.
Now you've got some new developments.
I do. Yeah, I would like to talk about these a bit. I alluded back in February to some of these at the Arizona conference, but these are the metal getting my tongue twisted here a little bit. My metal spheres that are found in the World Trade Center dust. Now, others have noticed this. In particular, USGS talks about these metal spheres, but I found one back in January that was a millimeter. It's about a 1/16 of an inch just with my naked eye. Now we have gone in, got some cooperation of a lab with an electron microscope to look at these spheres and to look at the elements inside of these spheres. This is just amazing. First of all, to form a droplet, Alex, it requires a liquid. I mean, many of these are nearly perfect spheres. As you look, I'm looking at them here on my screen from the electron microscope. So you form a liquid, and then surface tension pulls it into a sphere, and then as this material travels through the air, it's metal, it hardens and retains that spherical shape. So the shape alone is telling us with the metal content.
So you're finding previously molten spheres.
That's exactly right. So you got the point. Previously molten metal, and we're looking inside comparing the contents with World Trade Center steel, with aluminum alloy, and with thermate residues. Thermate also produces these spheres. I have electron microphotographs of those as well. So, in other words, photos with an electron microscope. So you have these spheres formed, you know, of course, we've talked about thermate. And a lot of people have looked at that interview you and I had, by the way, Alex, on thermate. Well, this adds to it. So in the dust itself, we have this information. And, you know, I just have to thank Jeanette McKinley for saving that dust and letting me have a sample of it. Because the origin of these spheres, I mean, it's like locked up information. How did these form? Where did you come from? Well, you interrogate them using what's called EDX. You look at an individual sphere. You say, what are you made of? What's your composition? Where did you come from? And using X-ray methods then, it tells you. And it's hard to explain over the radio. I think maybe it's better if I reserve the actual contents.
Doesn't it just create a spectrum of a graph of the different elements and combinations that it's made up of?
Exactly.
Okay, what did you find then?
Okay, I'll tell you some, but I want to hold most of this for the UT Austin.
I understand you also want to have it all published and put it out correctly, but just give
okay.
us a...
All right, I'll give you the bottom line. In these spheres, we are seeing, of course, iron. We expect that. But already, though, you know, that's over 2,700 Fahrenheit to melt this iron. In addition, Alex, we see aluminum, significant quantities of aluminum and sulfur. And, you know, when I saw this, these data, I just thought, man, that's just what we expect. And we see the same elements in the spheres from thermate, by the way. Aluminum.
Unbelievable. So this is, I mean, you look at what can cause the steel to melt and the
right.
and the clear 45-degree angle cuts. Then
right.
you find thermate. Then you find out that there is the explosive type used for cutting, patented. Then you get multiple samples from different sites around the country, and you do have the custody chain on that. Then that matches what your hypothesis
yeah,
was.
In other words, it's all just dovetailing.
And it just continues, and then you get the video from multiple choppers and on the ground of molten metal pouring out like water out of the towers. And then meanwhile, Fox News says that fire melts steel. They don't say what degrees. Well, they can say it weakens it, but it certainly doesn't turn it into aerosolized globules.
That's exactly right. These are tiny droplets of the order of 10... 50 microns. Of course, the one I saw was 1,000 microns, a millimeter across. So you get all sizes. And you
doesn't
get the
that tend to take some type of gaseous injection during the formation that's spewing these out? I mean, even if you saw steel brought to a melting point, you know, in a foundry, you normally don't see huge spews of little circular globulates flying out. I mean, does that fit in with the explosive reaction?
Well, it does. Let me point this out. With thermate, you can tailor this stuff. Ultrafine is explosive, and then you get lots of little droplets. What we found is we used fine powders of aluminum and iron oxide. We added potassium permanganate, and that gave us a lot of droplets in the air, too. So let me mention one other thing we did recently, Alex. And, you know, things are just coming along so rapidly. If you take ordinary thermite, then you get molten steel at a white-hot temperature over 2,700 Fahrenheit, and it flows. And I've got a picture of this. And then let it drop on sand, typically is what we do in our demos here, you can pick up the white, yellow, white-hot iron, the residue, with tongs because, I mean, it solidifies at around 2,700 Fahrenheit. Now, the next thing we did then is to add sulfur. I said, let's add a lot of sulfur. We put about 15% sulfur in with the thermite. Now it becomes thermate. And just as expected, this stuff stays liquid. So even at orange hot temperature, it's still liquid. Now that's a very important point because I've had, well, for instance, Judy Wood, you know, said, well, how could you get the iron to flow at orange hot? The answer is with sulfur added. It's a good question. But you know, there is an answer. And the answer is that when sulfur is added to iron, it makes a eutectic and it flows.
And by the way, you have this confirmed by FEMA in this report saying they had very unusual sulfidation.
That's exactly right. Good point, Alex. I'd like to bring that in, too. WPI did a measurement on the steel. They found sulfidation, high temperature sulfidation, and they couldn't explain where that sulfur came from in their paper. You know, they published that. They said, well, here it is, but we don't know how to explain these high temperatures and then the sulfur attacking the steel in this way and doing sulfidation, which weakens the steel, of course, and melts it. And so all of these facts are confirming very strongly the use of thermite. The other point there is that NIST, you know, should have looked for high-temperature accelerants. This is a crime scene. It involved fire. The code, the NFPA 921 code, requires that they look for thermite. It's spelled out, thermite, look for it. Well, they didn't. They said, well, we didn't look for thermite residues in the steel. And I'm saying, well, you know, that's part of the requirement. That's the code. And hopefully they will correct their inaction on that. I shouldn't be the only one that has to, not that I'm the only one, but I mean, it should be NIST and the FBI doing this, studying this. It's a crime scene, and there's definitely now evidence for the use of aluminothermics, as we call it, thermite.
And so the science continues to concur and stack up. This is a
very much.
And, of course, you'll obviously have video, photo, slides, and be able to show photographs. And that's coming up next weekend, April 14th and 15th. Not this weekend and 2 days, but the week after, here in Austin, Texas. The last time we had just a three-hour event that I spoke at the University of Texas a few months ago, and 1,000 people showed up. They had to turn away hundreds. I've been asking how many this holds, and I believe we're going to have the gentleman on from PNAC, Project for New American Citizens, .org,
right. that
is a takeoff on PNAC, Project for New American Century, and this is going to be starting next Saturday at 11 a.m., going until in the evening. And then it's going to be on Sunday from 10 a.m. until the evening. And I've been asked to MC it, but I already had to do interviews with NBC News that's coming then for a two-hour documentary. They're going to kill two birds with one stone, also interview Jones. And so there'll be a few MCs, and I don't like to hog things. And so I'll be speaking Saturday night. Have they told you when you're speaking, Professor Jones?
Yeah, Saturday evening also. In fact, I think I follow you, which is I did that in Chicago, you remember.
You're going to do a great job. What are you talking about?
Well, thanks. It's hard. It's hard to follow.
Okay, but I'm done at 7:10 then, so you'll be on at right after 7, probably 7:30 or so.
Right after.
And, folks, this is the University of Texas, RM, Verdine 106, Dean Keaton University. We're going to get a banner up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com with this. It's PNAC. Citizens, just PNACitizens.org, and it's sponsored by Brave New Books of Austin. Protest the Empire, 5 p.m. at the main mall, UT Tower. So I guess it goes late on Saturday, ends early on Sunday, and I'm going to scurry off and do my Sunday syndicated radio show. So it's going to be jam-packed. Come all, and please especially come for the protest demonstration that's going to be on Sunday, even if you can't make it into the hall. I don't know how many this hall holds, but I've got a sneaking suspicion with even really no promotion that it's going to be gangbusters, so I can't wait to see Professor Jones here in Austin, Texas, deep in the heart of the resistance, coming up next week. All right, we're going to jam in some phone calls for the professor on the other side, maybe keep him 5 minutes the next hour. Then we got William Rodriguez joining us and the PNAC boys as well.
Here, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Big John. Big John. Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder, narrow at the hip, and everybody knew.
By the way, there have been 21,000 signatures.
Big John.
And that's why it crashed the system. Last night it was a couple thousand. I went to bed, it was crashed this morning, but people were able to sign up. You just couldn't see the petition. They went and retrieved it. 21,000 signatures. at defendrosie.com. We've got links to up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. 21,000, and I don't know, it was up like, we ended up posting it at about 10 o'clock last night or so. I don't know, maybe 9. And so you're talking about like 12 hours or so, and it's got 21,000 or 14 hours or so, 21,000 signatures. The neocons with their Fox News show only have a few thousand. They're like, shut her down, get her on, get her. 21,000 plus signatures. Keep signing. We're going to send them all to ABC News. Don't forget Terror Storm. It's free on Google Video, but if you want the high-quality DVD and to support what we're doing here, get the History of Government-Sponsored Terror, Terror Storm, at Infowars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. I had my whole call list here, and it just erased in front of me. Who's up first here for Professor Jones? Richard in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. A couple of things. One, I wanted to mention that on the Jon Stewart show on Comedy Central earlier this week, he spent a very serious, approximately 2 minutes, going through false flag terrorism and saying that it's clear that these false flag events have taken place in the Middle East, and that makes me wonder what else has gone on that is.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. See, that's another huge, giant headline. What day did Jon Stewart say this?
I'm pretty sure it was Monday night, Alex.
Monday night. Hold on, that's another massive. See, folks, we're missing everything.
And he was serious. That's a comedy show, but he didn't crack a smile during that, and it was like 2 minutes long.
So it was like during his little comment section.
Yes.
See, that's a massive headline. Jon Stewart goes public on government-sponsored terror or on false flag. I'm getting Paul Watson on right now. We did this with the Building 7 when a listener alerted us that BBC had reported. Paul, we've got a caller, and he sounds credible, just like last time a caller told us about BBC reporting Building 7 had fallen before it did. We just got a call saying Jon Stewart did 2 minutes on false flag terror Monday night. You've got to find that. Paul, what's the main email for folks who can help find it and get it to you? Watson at PrisonPlanet.com, or they can post it in the general comment section to help you, okay? Get on it right now. Launch the operation. I'll see you. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah. Professor Jones was commenting. Would you like to comment on this, sir?
Oh, I think it's great. There's all these revelations. It's hard to keep up with them, but go ahead.
One other quick thing, Alex. There has been some pictures posted about a week ago, roughly, on the Rents website that showed cars and fire trucks and all that sort of thing along FDR Drive, which is quite a distance from the World Trade Center complex. And these things were melted in weird ways. And I'm not trying to promote any kind of a beam technology, but I'm wondering if you guys have seen that in any comments.
Yeah, I've seen that, and I've seen explanations for it. Professor Jones?
Excellent question. And there is two papers in the Journal of 911 Studies that talk about this and show that this is consistent with thermite damage to cars, and then later these cars being towed to FDR Drive because that's where they were going to be put on a...
Yeah, that's the intel I've seen is this is days after, and the streets obviously for months had dust, and they've hauled them out, and you can see that.
Right.
But then, again, there's a lot of disinfo going on.
Yeah, be careful about that. But there's some good papers that discuss that thoroughly in the journal. Look for James Gourley and Greg Jenkins. Those two papers talk
Professor
about
Professor Jones is going to be here in Austin, Texas next week. We've got the young men coming on right now. They'll talk to Professor Jones. And then I don't want to twist his arm too bad. I almost want to keep him on with Willie Rodriguez so we can take calls then. But we're going to move quick on the other side. If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.